Consumer food prices soar most since 1974. Prices rising for fruits, veggies, bread, eggs, and pasta. By John Carney on August 11, 2022. U.S. consumers faced higher prices for food in July, undermining Biden White House claims that inflation ran at zero in the month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics Producer Price Index showed on Thursday that consumer food prices charged by U.S. producers rose 2% in July compared with the previous month. Compared with a year ago, consumer food prices are up 15.8%, the highest year-to-year rate of inflation since 1974. That's an even higher level of food inflation than was reported in the Consumer Price Index released on Wednesday. It showed prices for groceries rising 1.3% compared with the prior month and up 13.1% compared with a year ago, the most since 1979. The Producer Price Index measures prices received by U.S. businesses, so it excludes imported goods and does not include sales taxes, both of which are included in the Consumer Price Index. The Producer Price Barometer also includes export prices, which are excluded from the consumer price gauge. This month the price index for exported food declined 3.6% and is up 12.3%, indicating the gains in the consumer foods index represented U.S. consumers paying more for foods they purchase. Some of the biggest price moves. Fresh fruits and melons, up 2% from a month earlier and 21.2% from a year ago. Fresh and dry vegetables, up 12.7% from a month earlier and 65.5% from a year ago. Fresh eggs, up 44.2% in July and 171.5% from a year ago. Bakery products, up 1.7% in July and 12.7% from a year ago. Pasta products, up 5.9% in July and 32.6% from a year ago. Not all food prices were up as measured by the PPI. The prices of most meats, including chicken, pork, and beef, fell in the month. The overall index for meat is down 2.3% on a decline of pork and beef prices. This reflects the huge increase seen in meat prices early in this inflation cycle. Last July, for example, the index for meat was up 33% year over year. The meat price index is up 23.1% since its summer 2019 levels, the last comparable month before the pandemic. That averages to around 7.7% annual inflation since then. Prior to the pandemic, the average annual gain in the producer price index for meat was just 1%. Although chicken prices fell 2.2% in July, they are still up 18.3% from a year ago. The broadest measure of prices in the producer price index fell by half a percentage point in July thanks to declining gasoline prices. Compared with a year ago, however, prices are still up 9.8%.